Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, and you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. I think you'll like it. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And at the end of the week, the next week, I should say, in every newsletter, we report on how the poll turned out, and then I talk about it a little bit. It's usually sometime in the next week on the show. Tucker Smallwood is our guest. He's a great American, served his country with distinction in Vietnam as a member of the Airborne Infantry. For the last many years, he's been an actor in New York, in L.A. You may have seen him on the big screen and maybe on television. Tucker, tell us, thanks again for hanging out with us, and tell us a little bit about some of the things we may have seen you on. Any television?
Well, I think most of your listeners have seen me in their lives. They probably don't know my name, but my face is recognizable to people all over the world. I've traveled a lot because I enjoy traveling and because I've worked around the world, and pretty much everywhere I go, Romania, Australia, India, Vietnam, Amsterdam, Germany, Peru. I'm recognized on the street.
Well, it's a handsome face, Tucker. That's one thing.
Well, that's kind of you. It's a weathered face, that's for sure. But because people have seen it, because I generally played characters that were positive characters, the recognition is comfortable. It's nothing like Brad Pitt kind of fame, but it's like somebody that, we grew up in the same neighborhood.
What they do is they probably walk up and say, don't I know you from somewhere?
That's exactly right. And some of them think maybe we shop at the same Safeway,
right,
or maybe we go to the same gym. But as I say, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Among the TV shows I've been on are The X-Files,
right,
the series Space Above and Beyond, Millennium, Friends, Seinfeld, most of the things that people watched over the years.
Right.
Commercials, I've done Broadway and off-Broadway, I've done 40 feature films. And so as I say, if people look up my name, they'll find a number.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that guy. Yeah,
that's the guy.
I've seen him.
I saw him on Seinfeld. So what he's here today, folks, is to raise awareness about veterans, veterans of all wars, of all backgrounds, of all service, and the help that they need, especially those who are coming back with injuries, with debilitating disabilities, with post-traumatic shock syndrome. Tucker, you experienced that yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I have. I've lived with PTSD for the past 30-some years. It was identified in 1988, and I got the treatment for it I needed to continue my life. But when my wheels came off, they came off badly. And for that reason, post-traumatic stress means you can present with problems immediately, or in a week or two, or a month or two, or in a year or two.
Yeah,
because
or more.
We have so many service people, men and women, returning, who are trying to reassimilate into society, some of these problems may not present themselves consciously for some time, but it makes life very difficult for the families and people around them, and they deserve the support, and they need the support. Now, I'm here this morning talking with you, Jim, to tell people about Veterans Aid. Mm-hmm. The website is veteransaid.com, and it is an organization that will be a central fundraising. Our mission is to raise consciousness and to raise money. There are about 60,000 different veterans organizations in our country, and they spend much of their time and energy trying to raise the funds to do the grassroots work that is desperately needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may have bake sales or raffles or car washes, mm-hmm, or whatnot, but our intention is to raise the money and then give grants. Now, we have
to those organizations?
That's right, to those veterans organizations.
So you're trying to become like a funding umbrella for those 60,000 federal agents. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. And I'm glad to know about this, because we over the last several years, my own company has donated to different charities at the end of the year that we've talked to our audience and our friends about. And we've done a number of different ones with veterans organizations. So we'll keep you guys on our radar for sure. VeteransAid.us, right?
That's correct. And we also have a text campaign. And for those folks out there that do text, if they text VETS, V-E-T-S, to 80888, that will allow them to donate $10 for the Veterans Aid Foundation.
VETS.
That's essentially why I'm here speaking with you.
VETS. VETS 80288?
No. 80888. All
okay.
Eights.
All right. 80888. Bets in front. VETS 80888. The text that donates. How does that work?
Well, I'm not a texter, Jim. I have to confess to you. I'm a bit of a dinosaur
yeah.
in that regard.
Where does that, how does that funding
work? But folks that do text understand,
they understand it
how
now.
That works.
It just magically comes out of your checking account.
Jim, I can't speak to the logistics of it.
I understand. But, folks, it works. And so I encourage you to check it out and put these folks. I like the umbrella part of this, the way you guys are going to raise money and distribute it to these different organizations that are getting the need down to the grassroots, out to the little bitty towns where many of these people are, right?
That's correct. And you will hear of us in the weeks to come. There will be some large, high-profile events, but if you can just keep in your mind, Veterans Aid.
Right. VeteransAid.us.
When you hear that name, Veterans Aid, then you know this is what we're talking about, and this is the umbrella organization we aspire to be, the United Way of veterans funding.
I like that. Tucker Smallwood, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again real soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.